B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Oh, jeez. Yes. May I speak to Dick Shaka, please? Yes, sir.
So? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're speaking to the disc jockey, sir. Who's this?
Yes, this Eddie Taylor, with you?
Eddie Taylor, I knew it was you, Eddie. I'm in the middle of a show, Eddie. How can I help you? Let's make this quick. What's your problem?
Oh, Lord of mercy, Mr. Stan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm in a heap of a bit of a pickle.
It seems you're always in a pickle, Eddie, because you can't take control of your life. Yes, sir.
Well, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know how Mr. Percy Sledge said, when a man loves a woman.
Mm-hmm. I know the song very well, Eddie.
Ain't nothing he can't do.
And there's a woman that you love and you've loved now for many a year, who's basically destroyed your life, and we're talking,
yes, sir,
and we're talking about Miss Serena Williams. What has this got to do with me, Eddie?
Well, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. looky here.
What? Looky here?
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me looky here. I don't like that.
Oh. Yes, no, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, what's up, Eddie?
Well,
Valentine's
Day.
You're worried about Valentine's Day.
I just want you to know.
Yes, sir.
Before I ask you for a favor, I want you to know how much I've already done.
I knew a favor was coming.
I already got one of the things that I know she wants, which is the greatest hit of Mr. Phil Collins.
She wanted the Phil Collins' greatest hits CD, and you got her that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, so you got that, and well, that
it got all the favorite songs like Sue. Studio.
Studio. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was a biggie.
I managed to get that through her son's school computer on the Amazon.
Okay. You got that through her son's school computer at Amazon. So did you get
it? And it was music to my ear when I bought four used from 398.
So you got her a used Phil Collins' greatest hit CD for $4.98.
$3.98. $4.98 with the shipping and handling.
Gotcha.
But then the real picker.
Yeah.
Is that I know she wants some sexy longs away.
Lingerie. That I just threw up in my mouth. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's happened to you a few times, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, sir.
But a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Have you ever bought her lingerie before?
Well, sir, the gist of it is that Miss Williams has always been big bone.
Yeah, she's fat, Eddie. Let's face facts. She's fat. She's got an ass the size of a truck. But go ahead. Yeah, she's been big boned. Big boned, big hipped. Big ass.
I come to learn is that they don't make nothing in her size.
No, they don't. So how have you gotten around this?
Well, I didn't let that stop me.
No, it shouldn't, Eddie. It shouldn't.
I thought to myself, Eddie, what can you do? And I said, well, Lord of mercy, Eddie, you gonna have to just make it yourself.
Wait a second.
I was real smart about it.
You were real smart about how are you real smart about it, Eddie? Buy in bulk?
Well, yes, sir. But that ain't the point.
What?
See?
What?
I went to the store. I had to go to, first of all, the bait and tackle.
The bait and tackle? What are you going to a bait and tackle store for?
Well, I went to the baits and tackles and a fabric store.
Fabric?
See, what I did is I bought up all the zebra print and gold lamé fabric they had. And then I know Miss William gonna put a strain on it. I knows I can't use no regular thread, and she just gonna pop out.
Right,
of it.
She's gonna rip
so what
it.
I figured I'd be okay with about 20, 30 pound test, and then bent fish hook as to fasten it. And I made her a beautiful teddy.
Yeah, you made her a teddy out of fish hooks, 30-pound test line, and some lamé.
Yes, sir. Now, see, I'd be thinking ahead of time. And I had it all done on by the end of January.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, you've had it all done by the end of January. Planning ahead. You got the CD. You sewed up a piece of lingerie. It sounds like you're all fine, Eddie. You're fine.
Well, I feel like I've done my job, but
yes, sir.
Since then, I couldn't help but notice.
Yes.
Miss Williams put on a few pounds.
So
and now I know it ain't gonna fit her.
So she's gonna be fat. Yeah, you got a pickle there.
Well, sir,
yes,
where I need your help.
Okay.
The store close to home, they don't have no more zebra. They don't have no more gold lamé.
Right.
Which I could sew up on there lickety split.
Yeah.
I can get some more fishing line.
Yeah, extend it.
Except for the fact that the only location that have any of that the fabric available,
yeah,
is located in Cape Cora.
Yeah. What do you want me to do about it?
Well, I've never been to Cape Cora, and I've done some axing around,
uh-huh.
And I was told it's probably best I don't go there, that I probably would not feel welcome.
Eddie, everything's all right. I will be glad to go with you to Cape Coral if it'll make you feel comfortable. Now, I know what you're reading. You're reading that Cape Coral has virtually no black people. I think the last time they did the census, Cape Coral is like 98% white. It's true. It's completely safe, Eddie. And don't worry. Have you ever thought about going on the Amazon and just ordering that stuff online?
Well, sir, yeah. The thought hadn't occurred to me, but I don't know how much that goes with the shipping.
Yeah, it should be minimal. But if you want, Eddie, I'll take you. Or better yet, I'll have after the show today. Now, can you get over to the radio station?
Well, I'd have to check the bus schedule.
Yeah, here's what I want you to do. You know what? I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to do you a solid, Eddie.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome, Eddie. And don't you ever forget this. Take the bus.
Yeah, sir.
Take the bus. Get over here to the radio station before 6 o'clock. All right? You following me?
Yes, sir.
Let me get things all situated around here. Let me get things all gathered up around here, batten down the hatches here, and then I will go and tell our producer to drive you to Cape Coral.
Well, if you don't mind me asking,
yes, sir.
What persuasion cow be?
He's white.
Okay, sir.
So you do all that and let me know how it turns out. Okay?
And this white man, he okay with me?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Lord of mercy.
On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter's about the pain of divorce. It comes to us from a teenager in Georgia named Lamaris. And here's what she writes. Dear Casey, I'm writing in hopes that my father might hear this. I'm a 14-year-old girl who's going through the hardest and most painful time of her life. Not too long ago, my life was filled with happy, glowing memories and harmonious laughter. Then my dreams were shattered by the news of my parents' divorce. As I sat there that night, listening to the deep hurt and mourning in my father's voice and watching tears glisten in his eyes, I felt time had frozen and fate was pushing me into a dark hole. I fought back my own tears by biting my lip. Casey, I never thought I could experience such unbearable pain and yet not shed a tear. I've given everyone support all through this, but most importantly, I gave them love and trust. Daddy, if you're listening, I want you to know that I love you. Sincerely, Lamaris. Lamaris, here's your request and dedication.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta wait too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon. Yeah.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years.
Yep.
It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Why do I think it's going to be one of those days?
Well, because, you know, we're starting the show now, but your job has already begun. It's like you never sleep.
It's been going on now for a few minutes. I am now in... let me preface this, and then
what does breakfast have to
preface,
do with it?
Preface. And then I'll explain to you what I've been doing here. That character of Eddie Taylor Williams, who we've had...
dear friend of ours.
Dear friend, has been featured on this show probably for the last 17 years.
That would mean he was on the show long before there was any... before the watermelon burst, I guess would be a way to put it, where everything became offensive to everybody.
He is a beloved character, an attorney, and the betrothed 17 of Serena
years.
Williams.
So who would have been president then?
What year was 17 years? Bush, probably. Bush, George H. Or George
the boy?
Yeah. George W. Bush was president in the early 2000s.
Okay.
And we make him out. He's a very lovable character who's naive. And
based upon someone that I knew years ago.
Personally. And so many of our characters are based on real people. And that is based on a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, for many years, beloved. So Valentine's Day is today, and I go look into our...
I'm sorry, what day is it?
Valentine's.
Oh, that's what I thought you said.
So I go look into our archives for this week and find our little various Valentine's Day calls. We had one from Joffrey and ones mm-hmm. from other characters. And
so this ran years ago, and we all had a good laugh,
yep.
and everybody was fine. So what happened when you opened up with it today?
And realizing... that if you follow the character, as so many people have, he's harmless, he's good-natured, he's naive.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing bad ever happens to Eddie Taylor except from his fiance, Sarita.
Well, you just try to teach him life lessons sometimes.
So I don't know who crawled out from under a rock or might be hearing our character... who I just looked. He's been portrayed probably around 50 times on this show.
I wonder if somebody will do a documentary called The Problem with Eddie Taylor.
So, as the bit's playing, and he's, yes, sir, and I get a text. Brilliant. Keep in mind, that one was over a decade old. Just the text comes in and the day begins. Making fun of a stuttering person, huh? That's pretty low, fellas. Well, I can't just let that sit there. I just make a offhanded comment. not really.
Yeah, I mean, you have to respond at least with your call is important to us.
Not really. And the reply comes back. Why don't we mock retarded people next? They don't prefer the word retarded. Retarded is not a good word to use. Why don't you mock retarded people next? Hell, why not go for the hat trick and insult quadriplegics?
The stuff you got to put up with, Stan. How do you gracefully handle that?
My reply to that was, grow up. That bit was 10 years old. Where were you? And it didn't take long for another reply. So, the age of a bit negates the douchebaggery of it. I'll have to tell that to my ex-wife. Such a thing to say on Valentine's. And then reply back to that statement.
So this is your reply back.
Remember, not all quadriplegics are retarded.
You know what? It needed to be said.
He replied.
Bravo.
He replied back. That's a solid point.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you. So yeah, it is Valentine's.
And love is in the air.
I have to.
We start right out with love in the air.
I have to ask Rob this. I have to.
And that was a solid point.
Yes, it was a very
strong. Do your research.
Yep, do your research. Yesterday on this show, we asked Rob what his wife made for him for dinner, and he said
they were in a fight.
They were in a fight, and
peanut butter and jelly sandwich in his room, in a dark room.
Yep.
Yeah, in the dark.
You have your own room.
Well, the baby has his nursery, but we set a bed up in there. That way, I can sleep. He gets up a lot
now.
So that way, she gets the queen size bed, and you get the toddler bed by the crib.
Yep.
So you're not bothered.
Half the size, and she gets the full bed spreads
now,
out.
I was tuning in to your show a little bit last night.
I can't. It's too blue for me.
Well, it's very blue. But
But the times that I do it, it makes me appreciate the job that he does here.
Yeah.
Because I know naturally he's filthy, and he's being polite when he's talking to us.
I know that. He's thinking all kinds of dirty stuff.
Yep. Just terrible things.
Blue, and it's a dark blue.
Yep.
A blue-black.
Yep.
So, I'm listening to your show, and it was oozing a little bit out on the air, too, about Valentine's Day, the hell with Valentine's Day. Look,
it's a one-way street, Valentine's.
Is everything okay with you now? Because I know you, and I even said it to my wife when we were in the car listening. I said, he's projecting. She goes, yeah, I was laughing that he had to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the dark. And I says, he's projecting.
While you were eating what?
I was eating a lemon shrimp risotto.
I didn't even know such a thing existed.
It's delicious. So, everything okay?
Oh, no, I ate Culver's in my bedroom by myself last night that I picked up on the way home from work.
What'd you get? Just like six butter burgers?
The cheeseburger and then the fries, yeah.
What,
not
just one?
Six.
I just needed one,
That's all he needs. That's all most people need.
That's insane.
Oh.
Aren't you still hungry?
No. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's when I start digging into the snacks, but that becomes another argument, so I just went to the bedroom.
See, I don't do snacks, and I don't really do a lot of desserts. Stan knows this. When they opened the first Steak and Shake in town, I ordered for my meal two double steak burgers with cheese, and then the lady comes around and goes, and can I get you some dessert? And Stan goes, yes, I'll have a piece of peach pie. And I go, yeah, I'll have another couple of double steak burgers.
We got a nutritionist coming in today for you.
Do you like my I dressed up for Valentine's?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you're very handsome.
Hey, Mr. Valentine.
Do you know what I am?
Mr. Valentine.
You're a doctor of love.
Yes!
Love doctor.
See, he got it.
Carrie Blomers is coming in today.
And boy, she'll never regret that.
And I saw some videos of her. She's over at Lee Health and manager of the Lee Health.
I don't think she's counting on the situation she's walking
she's
into.
She's a lovely woman.
I think that she's under the impression of this is someone who is otherwise healthy that might need. I don't think she knows that I can eat
not healthy.
Like a whole bag of Crystal
Burgers.
Well,
this is what you got to tell her. She's a registered dietitian. And she's going to come in today, and I'm looking forward to it.
I just wanted to make her comfortable with my doctor's outfit.
She's going to take a look at you, find out.
I didn't want her to get the upper hand. I'm a doctor.
But you're a doctor of love.
Yes. I ordained myself as a doctor of love.
She's going to try to get you healthy. We're going to sample some stuff.
You know.
And you're going to get on the right track.
And granted, I'm an easy target when it comes to healthy living, but you like to pretend that you're healthy.
Oh, I'm right in the same boat with you. Look at me. I'm a mess. This is the messiest I've been in my life. I'm the first to admit it. You're denying it. I'm admitting it. I'm a mess. You
think I'm denying that I'm a mess? Are you insane?
With your diet. Now you're going to get some easy.
I am a mess in every possible way.
You're going to get some
but
easy.
You know what?
Helpful guides and food ideas.
There's got to be equilibrium.
Yes, and you're so one-sided right now.
But I want you to think about the past 20, 30 years of my life and the things that I've had to go through that really were hell but had nothing to do with me. I was always bailing other people out. So I was ultra responsible and on the ball. So I need a couple of years to just be nothing.
We need to go and get you. It's all about you now.
I'm not that important.
Yes, you are. Oh, look at this. Absolute Law text line. Because as soon as I mentioned reading back and forth the texts, the other ones, the other side started texting as well.
There is no side, Stan. We're all Americans, aren't we? It's not like some of us are Americans and others are communists.
Guys, my wife listens to you guys all the time. Please do not let the cat out of the bag. I asked her if she wanted to go to Cape Crepe and Chowder for Valentine's Day, and she said no. She doesn't want to eat there. She really thinks there's a lot of crazy people in Fort Myers, which is true. So he didn't want it to get out of the let it be known that maybe.
Well,
Eddie
I'm sure
is,
Tony's got some specials going on.
Yeah. Oh, look at this! Somebody said, "Stan, your meal the other night sounded delicious. I'm going to make some shrimp scampi tonight."
That's lovely. what did I have last night?
Save it for the nutritionist.
No. Did you know Stouffer's came out with a new chicken marsala?
We'll be back.
And that's all I had, just straight out of the tray.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Friday. Happy Valentine's Day.
What a great day. It's Friday, it's Valentine's Day, Night Rangers in town.
Yeah, and Haney's got a personal health advocate coming in. Nutritionist Carrie Blomers is going to be joining us. And
maybe she can figure it out.
Here's the thing that I'm concerned with you, and we've talked about it off the air. Energy level. Now, I don't know if she's going to change the way you eat, but maybe there is something that she can suggest that you add to your diet that'll kind of, you know, give you a little energy boost.
Well, I do take supplements.
Like?
I take a lot of uric acid and carbon. You know, I'll just cut off my oxygen intake altogether and just breathe carbon out of a tube.
Sure. Also, and you heard us promoting about it, remove the X.
The more uric acid I take in.
Don't worry about uric acid. We're going to announce the grand prize winner of the Remove the X tattoo. And I saw, I already know the winner. And
you take the fun out of everything. You already know.
I already know. But I saw the picture. And I feel so bad, and I'm so glad this person is going to have this tattooed removed. I'm not going to tell you if it's a man or a woman.
Is it like overly elaborate?
I'm going to show Haney the picture. Well, here's
You know what? It's nice to help people.
Yes, and this is. Now, I want you to read the caption to yourself, and then calmly go and look at the picture. I am so glad we can help this person. Just read it to yourself and then look at the picture. Okay, you got that? Now look at the picture.
I almost don't wanna.
Go ahead. This person's had to live years like this. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I feel good about this one. I feel really good.
You know what? This is not fun and games.
No, it is not. That's for life until we go and remove the X.
We are really going to affect somebody's life
in
a positive way.
Yeah. We're going to try to get that person on a little later today. Here, hand that back over.
You know what?
What?
I am really happy that we did this.
Yeah, I am too.
This will make a lifetime of difference.
Yep, sure will.
And the physical part of it, yes, that is important. But psychologically, I think it's just as important.
Yeah.
You don't want to, every time you look in a friggin' mirror,
have to see that.
That's why I've never gambled on a tattoo. Because you're stuck with it.
I'm not a firm believer you put a person's name on you. Unless it's a child.
I think whatever I'm feeling at the moment, am I going to feel the same way in a year?
I know.
I don't even care if it's, a person's name. It could be anything.
Yep. I'm glad for this person.
When I was 16, man, it would have been the coolest thing to have, AC/DC tattooed on my chest. Now, I still like AC/DC.
Yeah.
But at my age, for that still to be there.
On your chest, you just show it to anybody who wants to see it.
Well, maybe I should have used a different, something more visible on the arms or something.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I love that stuff, but I don't need it 24/7.
I agree. Who's on the phone when I'm getting ready to do the grab back? Who is it?
A listener named Dan has some exciting news for his daughter and wanted to share with you guys.
Okay.
You know what? If I got one that I like that Amadeus song and I got
Toodaloo.
Falco Forever tattooed on me.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, Rob says you need to come on because you got something exciting about your daughter. What? What was that?
Why did you sabotage the show like that,
I
Rob?
I don't know.
Why did you do that?
He told me his daughter graduated college, and he was calling in to see if you guys would congratulate her.
And you know what he did? He made a fool of you.
Yeah, we would have, but he just hung right up.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
How's Valentine's looking for you? Another evening
by myself?
By the crib?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
What did you do?
It's more or less what I didn't do.
Okay.
That's what it always comes down to. You don't do enough of this and too much of the other things.
Where all of a sudden you've got a full-on Category 5 fight going on and you haven't even figured out why it's happening yet.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of it getting yelled
you
at.
You know. No, I don't.
Like you were there.
Grab bag.
It's all the same.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
It's pointless.
US Feudal. 41 North Naples. Valentine's Day. A lot of first dates going on. Yeah, we say stuff, but we think in our heads as well. So what comes out of our mouths isn't necessarily what we're thinking.
And now, a Valentine's Day edition of He Said, She Said with Thought Bubbles.
You look fantastic.
I might be getting lucky on our first date.
Thanks so much. You too.
You might want to go a little lighter on the Axe body spray.
Your hair looks amazing.
I wonder if that's her real hair.
Thanks for noticing.
He better notice because I spent over $100 for these extensions.
So, what are you going to order?
Please just order a salad.
I don't know. This is a big menu.
Oh, I know, all right. Steak and lobster, baby.
Well, here's to a wonderful Valentine's evening.
And half of my paycheck.
It's going to be so much fun.
I'd rather be in my pajamas with my cat watching Netflix.
That was a Valentine's Day edition of He Said, She Said with Thought Bubbles.
Yeah.
You see, things have gotten all out of whack. Women's expectations are the biggest problem because the only reason that we get together and you have these romantic feelings, it's simply because it is encoded in us to procreate. Now, if you lower your expectations and go, that person seems reasonable, I don't think they'll harm me. Seems like they might look after me and any children that we do produce. Yeah. 18 to 25 years, I can live with it.
Yep. Which comes to right now, Valentine's. Expectation versus reality.
Time for Valentine's Day expectation versus reality. Here's what you expect.
You have bewitched me, body and soul, and I love, and love, and love you. I never wish to be parted from you from this day on.
And here's the Valentine's Day reality.
One chicken burrito bowl with extra cheese and sour cream. Is that for here or for takeout?
And that was Valentine's Day expectation versus reality.
And you notice what that was. The expectation had really nothing at all to do with the man. It was about making her feel good.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with him, really.
What is this, Haney? Tell me what this
Who's
is.
Who's waving?
That's our nutritionist.
Oh, she's
that's
there.
Carrie
Hi.
Right there. Hi, Carrie.
How are you?
Very nice.
Nice of her to come in here on
you
a lot.
You got your work cut out for you. All right. What is this?
Time flies. I didn't think it was that late.
I know. Well, you're very chatty today.
Oh, will you? Toodaloo. Toodaloo.
What is this? What is this?
You still got an attitude. You still won't let me take my daggone nap. What in tarnation are you thinking? Yeah, I'm telling you. You scream at me. I brought you into this world. I did. And you're here. I feed your little hind end. And you want to treat... You want to treat me like that? Huh? Is that all I get? Huh? I'm telling Daddy. Yes, I am. I'm done. I'm done. You get your own bottle. I'm not feeding. You feed yourself.
What is that?
What in God's name did that woman give birth to?
No.
She said she brought that whatever it is into the world, and then she's got to go get Daddy.
Because she's on a farm, and she fell in love with her Nigerian dwarf goat.
Oh, fuck. We've all gotten too comfortable. And we don't understand the difference between humans and animals anymore.
I know. Well, we love human qualities in animals.
But they're not real.
No, they're animals. This is... You got the coronavirus and all this. A woman in Michigan says a bank called the cops on her because she was wearing a surgical mask to protect herself from the coronavirus.
Well, you're not allowed to.
Well, here.
She jumps on the phone after she pushes this button, which I assume is the panic button. And I hear this giant locking sound. Key Bank cannot get away with treating customers
this way.
Yeah, you cannot lock your customers in a bank. All I want to do is protect myself with a mask and I'm a criminal.
And
there's the mask she was wearing.
Nice. Maybe not wear a gag mask.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen what's been coming out of China? There's very little of it. But what is coming out, it's like Mad Max. Where I guess they're just used to it. But people were in the street when they shouldn't be in the street. Or there was like another video of where they were sitting around like playing a board game in what looked like we would think of like a storage unit with a pull-up door.
Yeah.
These masked Chinamen that have like black tape on their arms go in and just start beating the S
Well, because
out of
everything's on lockdown there and they're running amok.
And there was like three guys at this intersection and they were coming from different directions, but these black armbands caught up with them and all you, the video is very short and it cuts off, but all you see is them forcing them to kneel wherever they are.
You remember Jim Baker, Jim and Tammy Faye?
Of course.
Well, he's back preaching again. And what he does is sell a lot of stuff.
And he found a new love that is very similar to Tammy 1.0.
But he goes and pitches his products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the apocalypse food bucket and all of this stuff.
You mean all the things that Jesus tells us not to worry about?
He had the audacity,
the
unmitigated gall, to go on his television show with some woman pushing a product called Silver Solution, claiming...
Was it just the colloidal silver?
Claiming it cures the coronavirus. You only have to come up with $125. Listen to what listen to what was going on.
Really?
This influenza that is now circling the globe, you're saying that Silver Solution would be effective.
Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus, but it's been tested on other strains of the coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
And then he holds it up and, oh, this is a miracle. This Silver Solution, just
Jim,
$125.
Jim, please. That's too far.
I'll do one more, and then we'll go to a break so that Carrie, our registered dietitian,
she's very brave.
She's very brave for coming in here today. She's got her work cut out for her.
Did anybody warn her?
Yeah, I think Matt warned her.
You know what? I feel very vulnerable and embarrassed.
No,
now.
You need to be honest with what you take into your body.
I don't mind being honest with you and the audience, but this is a registered
nutritionist.
Yeah.
She's a dietitian. She's like you requested. She's got a certificate that says she can do this.
Certificate of completion?
Yeah, I think so. We'll ask her.
I'd like to see it.
I don't know if she has it on her.
I don't know. She looks trustworthy.
Yes, she does.
You know, I don't like this stuff.
Get a load of this. A Lyft driver in Virginia got rear-ended by a hit-and-run driver. He refused to let his passengers out of the Lyft while he chased the person that did the hit-and-run. The people in the back of the Lyft were so frightened.
So it's like the Lyft driver deputized them against their will.
Just said, sit back, I'm going after him. No, let us out. No.
Hold on to your ass, Fred.
So afraid that the passengers in the back had to call 911. The Lyft driver was hitting other cars as he's going after him.
Well.
Hey, we're in the Lyft and we just got hit. So the Lyft driver is following the person. He won't let us out either. He want to catch the dude. And we running through red lights. Like, two people almost hit us.
Hey, yo.
Okay, I just want to get out. Like, I got four kids.
Tell him that he needs to stop.
Okay, he can hear you, ma'am. He can hear you.
Oh, my God, shorty.
Somebody just hit us. He's trying to catch the man. We're on the boulevard now.
The Lyft driver got arrested.
Why?
And they tacked on kidnapping charges to him. He was endangering the lives of those passengers.
Well, did he catch the guy?
I don't know. Passengers out. The couple in the back seat live stream the whole thing. Yep.
I know we gotta take a break, but maybe Rob can find it. Did you see the video of the drunk 27-year-old woman in the BMW, Long Beach, California?
I probably have.
100 miles an hour.
Oh, and did the...
Went straight through the roundabout,
yes.
Caught
and
air.
Yes, I saw it.
Oh, my God.
It's brilliant. That needs to be posted.
That's like Hal Needham was driving.
We're going to take a break.
You know what they say, you know, looks after drunks and small children.
When we come back, registered dietitian, personal health advocate.
You're certain she knows what she's walked into.
Carrie Blomers is going to join us. Give some, Haney, some healthy eating.
I feel like it's too much to ask of her.
It is a lot. We'll be back.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much. Valentine's Day, and we're here with registered dietitian and nutritionist, Carrie Blomers. Hi, Carrie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Let me ask you right off the bat, what did your husband get you for Valentine's?
Oh, this is a good one. A new front door.
What?
Yes. It's also our Christmas present, though.
Is it like a deluxe front door?
Well, it's just the door from Christmas is getting installed today. So that's pretty awesome.
You mean that door has been sitting in your garage or house since Christmas?
No, the, you know, the company's garage or something. So they finally picked the install date.
You know?
Happy Valentine's Day.
You don't think about that. But if you need a front door, that's a very thoughtful gift.
It is a thoughtful gift. What was wrong with the old front door?
Oh, it was like off the hinge, old and heavy. And this new one has glass in it.
Oh, okay. See, it is a deluxe front door.
Yeah, it's a big step up. I know, Carrie, that you're with Lee Health. You're the manager over at Lee Health. Coconut Point, right?
Yes, so I manage our Healthy Life Center team there. We do wellness programs, education for the community, and help people lead a healthier life.
Like Haney. Now,
this is so embarrassing.
We were saying off the air, I mean, I'm a mess as well, but...
You know what? She's beautiful, and she's healthy, and then she comes in here, and we're just,
First of all, what's your first reaction? You see Haney... he's not
with knowing nothing. Just what do your eyes tell you?
He's not like super fat or anything. He's not, you know, obese or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm never here to judge. Yeah, and I hate.
Oh, please do.
And there's always that you think I'm the food police, right? Like I'm looking at your cups and the beverages around, and like you know, assessing what you're having. But no, I'm just here to, you know, hear what you want help with and what you're thinking right now.
Well, in all seriousness, I live alone by choice. So most of the stuff that I only eat once a day late at night because it helps me go to sleep. And so I take in all of my calories at once.
Oh.
He won't eat if a restaurant comes in here. He won't eat during the day.
I won't because
it makes him sleepy.
It'll knock me right out.
Okay.
And so most of the stuff that I eat is whatever's easy. I got a little grill, so if I want to do burgers, steaks, hot dogs, or anything like that, that's easy enough. But anything beyond that, I'm not going to mess with it.
He's going to do fast food. He's going to do frozen
I can have
foods.
The best of intentions, but reality is when that time's coming, it's like, okay, I'll devote 5 minutes to it. I'm not going to devote, you know, an hour or more to making sure that I eat healthy. You know, I may throw some Green Giant vegetables and steam them in the microwave.
Well, there. Yeah, that's a great start.
Yeah, but.
But what did you have 2 nights ago?
Two nights ago?
You had the lasagna, the frozen lasagna.
Frozen lasagna.
Kicked back on you like
the frozen lasagna kills me. And I've tried different brands. And what I love about it is it's like one of the few frozen things that can be kind of decent when you take it out of the oven.
Last night you had what? The Stouffer's?
Oh, Stouffer's has got a new chicken marsala. Now, what that is a bunch of noodles, a lot of greasy sauce, and the quality of chicken looks like it came from like a pet food factory, and they took the really good parts of the chicken to put in the people food. But, you know, the same chunks that a cat would get.
And keep in mind, when he eats once a day, and we use this example all the time, we'll go to, we'll finish a gig or something, and we'll go to a fast food restaurant, and we'll go to the drive-up, and I'll order, a Big Mac, fries, and a drink.
But then again, you've had breakfast and lunch. I'm taking all my calories at once.
Three Big Macs, two quarter pounders, two apple pies, maybe three large fries, and he goes, and this is what he'll do, and at late at night.
You said it's like a snake.
Yeah, one big feeding, and that's what he does. But he wakes up tired, and you know that he's not getting the vitamins he wants. Now, he has in the past tried taking supplements, but he doesn't take them over a long period of time, and I don't know if that's any good for him. So he's all yours, Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie Blomers from Lee Health.
And I also have real high blood pressure.
I was going to say, you're giving me a lot to work with here.
But I take multiple pills for that. It used to be one pill, and then they outlawed that pill because I guess the Indian manufacturer couldn't keep it going right.
Yeah.
And then they took away Zantac, too. That killed me.
Yeah. Zantac was, for both of us, was a dream drug.
Okay.
Is there anything that works as good as Zantac that you can get?
That I don't know for you, no. But some of these changes you can make with your food and what you're eating can help.
All right,
and
what can he do to make life easy for him?
Where it's realistic.
Where it's realistic. So, you know, looking at what you're talking about, it's, you know, first I'm thinking, like, are you eating any vegetables?
Rarely.
Did you have any last night or the night before? If you're only eating one time, that would be a big thing we need to incorporate in that meal, like a big group.
Yeah, but if I do that, it's only going to be one vegetable.
That's fine. You can rotate throughout
but
the week.
But also, tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, if he might think a vegetable, it should be green.
So you have a whole, they say, you know, eat the rainbow. We're not talking Lucky Charms. We're talking vegetables here. So all different colors count there. Carrots, spinach, kale, broccoli,
now,
cauliflower.
Now, see, some people have a problem with that. I don't mind vegetables. I actually enjoy having them. It's
the preparation.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's maybe stopping somewhere else at more of a prepared food bar that has things ready to go. On the salad bar or something that you can take real conveniently. Because what we're looking at here is you have the convenience meals that are going to be really high in sodium. They're going to shoot that blood pressure up. But what you need is potassium, which is found in the vegetables, which is the antagonist to salt to help lower and control that blood pressure more naturally. And part
and
of
do
that
you,
fatigue...
And do, you need to, and do you need to have that in the form of vegetables versus supplements? Is it just a big difference?
So here's the thing. You know, you can never out-supplement, say, poor nutritional intake or a really high salt intake. So we do have to look at multiple steps to this. Like, you got to give a little both places. Like, yeah, you can add some supplements that are high quality, good to get some of those nutrients in. But if we're not working on some of those other things that might be present in high quantity, it's not going to work. It's not going to be sustainable long term.
So many people, and I know my wife thinks like this sometimes.
And you're
too.
Exactly right. That's the thing. Sustainable.
You will go and have, and it's and I know this because I've done it so much. Because as we were saying, I yo-yo.
Okay.
You will go and say, you know what? I'm going to go and have a nice salad. I'm going to cut some cucumbers in there. I'm going to use some romaine.
Now, see, I do that pretty frequently.
But
they're prepared already, and I use a bottle of dressing on them.
The dressing. It's what you put on.
The dressing,
well, I want
yes.
some croutons on that. I want some,
eggs, cheese,
eggs,
ham.
And some dress. Because you can go and doll up a salad to make it worse than if he was sitting there eating a hamburger.
You know, they say worse, and what they really mean is it could have more calories than a burger.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the overall composition, do you think there's more nutrients in a salad?
More nutrients.
Yes. So part of what you want to look at is just where are your nutrients? And it sounds like you got to go to where the nutrients are, not just even thinking about overall calories. Like, we're really talking quality now.
Yeah.
What those calories are, what they're providing. Because that would be the big concern is, like, how deficient are you in some of the critical ones, vitamin D, the different B vitamins, things that are more and more common, even when we live in sunny Florida. You know, a third of this population down here is still deficient in vitamin
D. Yeah, isn't it like it's impossible to get enough vitamin D from the sun?
You know, you hear things like that. Like, you can get it drawn as a lab. When's the last time you've been to the doctor?
As far as lab work?
Yeah.
About a year.
Okay.
And everything's great.
And that's what, everything's great?
Except for the high blood pressure.
Okay.
But they tested it all for, like, everything else.
His cholesterol's always been good.
Okay, blood sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Everything was fine. See, his deal is cholesterol, mine's blood pressure.
Yep.
Ah, okay. Well, so those are things you want to keep up on at least annually. So if it's about a year, time to make another appointment. We got to see where you're at.
Well, the last time I had labs was probably a year ago, but I just saw the doctor like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Well, not even a week ago.
He threatened him.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's why I'm
All
here.
I wanted was to get my blood pressure medicine refilled. And, come on.
Now, yeah. So let's. I want to get things straight. So even though you might doll up a salad and put a lot of, you know, Thousand Island dressing on it and all that, the nutrients you're getting out of that, although it's high in calories, is still going to be better than if you went to a fast food restaurant.
It depends on what's in the salad.
To get the fries and stuff.
Well, it's definitely going to be better than fries. And of course,
lettuce is kind of just
empty.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go towards the deep greens, like the spinach, kale, mixed greens, the ones with the purple and the mixed in. That's where you're going to get those rich nutrients. Sour, maybe a little bitter.
Bitter.
Mm-hmm. And that's nutrients.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. We're familiar with that.
Yeah. That means you've experienced
yes,
it.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, yeah, I don't want you pouring a bottle of dressing on your salads, but we can work on that. You can start teasing it back a little bit. You'll remember we talked about this next time you're having a salad and, you know, have a little less. But still, salads any day over French fries and even sweet potato fries. People think, you know, if I'm having sweet potato fries, it's better than regular
fries.
It's
got to be better for you.
But it's still fried.
Right.
And that's the,
what about these air fryers?
So, you know, that works and cooks a different way. Great alternative.
Because I use that when I want French fries or stuff,
yes.
I'll use the air fryer.
Sure, and it requires less oil. You're not going to hit that high heat point where you're converting some of the fats to those trans fats and really, like, sticky stuff that's lining our arteries and veins for cardiovascular disease.
Give him, and you brought up something about salt.
Mm-hmm.
Processed foods.
Yeah.
Because, and they could be low fat or anything, they taste okay because they're loaded with salt.
Salt, mm-hmm.
And salt for you with your high blood pressure is insane, but so much of it is salt.
Right.
For him, and we've got about 4 minutes, 5 minutes left here, tell him five things that he should eat and five things that he shouldn't eat.
Oh, goodness. So we'll start with the should not because, you know, I've gathered some things here. So it's those processed foods, the ones we heat up in the microwave or the oven, those complete meals, that's where the salt is. It's in those meals.
To make them edible.
Yes.
It could be. And then it's also your snacks, your chips. So those type of foods are really high in salt. But even some of our like bars and sweet things. So the common misconception is we get salt from salting our food, the salt shaker. Mm-hmm. But 90% is from packaged and processed foods. So that as much as we can decrease our reliance on those type of foods, you're better off. So that's where if we say, okay, what should I be eating? Of course, fresh fruits and vegetables. If you're not going to prep them and dice them and cut them yourself.
Yeah, see, when it's one person
and
then you get all gung-ho and go, I'm going to go get, and then you maybe have one or two. And
then it sits in the refrigerator.
So you can still, you can still pick up salads that are fresh, those sorts of veggies. You can find pre-cut containers of different veggie sticks and things these days. But also fruit. Do you like fruit? We haven't really talked about fruit.
Fruit's weird to me.
Weird?
Well, because of the sweetness of it.
Okay.
It's like when I'm hungry, mm-hmm. I don't think about sweet.
Mm.
I think about steak. And then I fill up on that, and it's
the
like it just doesn't, Yeah.
So fruit's one of those things to get in there too, just the antioxidants, more nutrients. And part of that, you know, feeling fatigue when you wake up is because the night before you're having that high salt, but also high fat, high processed type food. So if we improve some of that quality, you'll wake up with more energy. Also on that list of things to include, of course, is water. So I would ask, how much water are you drinking?
He drinks sweet tea, but it's made with water. Is that okay?
That does not count.
What?
Oh, no.
You know what I've been enjoying a lot lately, and I had you try some, is flavored ginger ale.
Okay, but it's still sweetened?
Yeah.
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 But it's sweetened with, like, citrus.
Oh, but not sugar or...
There's sugar in it.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
It's sugar, okay. Ginger ale with real citrus put in.
Gotcha. So what we want to avoid in our beverage intake... So you drink sweet tea all day?
With the ginger ale, it's probably more ginger ale than tea lately. I've got a nice styrofoam cup of peach tea with me today.
Oh, so that's where your calories are coming throughout the day. So I know there's this impression that you're eating just late at night, but you're sustaining yourself on sugar water all day, and then that one meal is late at night. Mm-hmm. So the calorie intake is coming from the beverages. So I'd say as much as that can be taken first as water, and then what we'd like to do is, you know, move some real meals back into that day with fresh foods, fresh veggies, even just smaller portions. Your metabolism's going to speed up. You're not going to feel as fatigued or exhausted just upon waking.
Well, see, that's the problem is then when I eat something, it makes me feel more fatigued.
But what are you eating?
Nothing. I haven't eaten.
No,
during
what he does.
Yes, if you feel fatigued.
We're usually in here and they've brought in, you know, a pizza or chicken wings or something like that.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
So I'd say, you know, it's looking at then small snacks and incorporating things that are not going to overfill you and give you that.
When you're talking about snacks, for me, it would almost be a medicinal thing. I mean, so what kind of stuff would that wouldn't. I wouldn't eat a lot of it, and it wouldn't make me tired.
So really, I think of the same snacks I try and give my kids. It's like the hummus. Have you tried hummus?
I hate it.
Oh, man. I tried. but it is. It's like, what type of veggie things can you eat as
and
small
plus,
snacks?
That is a fraud, because just like you were talking about with salads and salad dressing, with hummus now, they've got like nacho cheese hummus. And
you can buy flavored and all of that. And it's, you know, of course, plain. And if you make it yourself, even better. But that's not realistic.
What about him having like a fistful of nuts, like peanuts?
Yeah.
That'll tear my stomach up, Stan.
Well, unsalted, not honey roasted. That's
right.
A great choice. Yeah,
anything that tastes good.
And I know you
could be fruit. Like your sugar, your sweet is your tea. It sounds like, or your beverages. So it's like instead of that, if we could have water and fruit, that's even better than that.
Now I know you were planning to do this today.
What kind? Just any fruit?
What do you like?
I don't really.
You just
like
told
fruit.
Me fruit was weird. Yeah.
You like a grape?
I don't mind a grape.
A strawberry?
Apples?
No, I mean, I don't mind those things.
Like a nut butter dip?
Peanut butter? I never really, they're never top of mind. Okay. Like, if they're around, it's like, oh, okay.
So smoothies. I got to send you guys a fruit basket.
Smoothies. Now,
yes.
I tried to tell him having a smoothie in the morning might help him.
Yeah, it could. And, I mean, that's something... A way to pack in nutrients, and that's one thing we got to work on here, is where are your nutrients, your vitamins, minerals coming from, fiber.
They're coming from iced tea.
yes. So looking at, like, okay, what do you want in a smoothie? And so not only are we talking about you're going to get some fruit there, of course, antioxidants. Yep. I like always to throw in a veggie, so we got either spinach. The other thing I like to hide in, even for the little kids, is the cauliflower. You can buy frozen riced cauliflower now. You can't even taste it when you put it in a smoothie.
And then you mix it with fruit. Now, very quickly, I have one in the morning, and I used to call it my peanut butter and jelly smoothie. Non-dairy. I'll use protein powder.
Wait a second. Is this your recipe?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you call it?
Peanut butter and jelly. Stan's peanut butter and jelly. I'll use
Stan's peanut butter and jelly smoothie.
I'll use protein powder.
Yep.
Blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will throw in some ice. Three Splendas.
Okay.
A fistful of peanuts, unsalted.
Okay.
And water, and blend it and drink it.
Sure. Yeah, and you could even throw some real fruit for a serving of fruit, like a half a frozen banana or something in there.
I'm not a big banana fan. But I got
peanut butter and banana.
I got the blueberries.
But what you did was balance the nutrients. You got some proteins in there from the right. powder. You have the nutrients from the peanut butter, too, so that's going to have some of the healthy fats in it. So you're going to have a balanced type smoothie composition versus just, you know, we got to be careful with those all fruit ones, too, because that's just going right. to be similar to his
all right,
sweet
let's,
tea there.
Let's say that he wants to and he's going to try a morning smoothie before mm-hmm. he comes in to kind of give him a boost for when he does
that's
eat it.
That's highly doubtful. I'm not going to go and buy the Jack LaLanne juicer.
No,
I'm
you
not.
Don't have to.
No, you don't have to. I agree. And so maybe it's looking for something more prepared off the shelf than saying he's going to do
so
it himself.
So he can get something off the shelf that he can drink in the morning that will help him boost with nutrients and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what?
So there's different juices or like smoothie drinks out there that you can find in that produce section, actually. That's where they usually keep them. You'll see them in, like, the green bottles or the orange or something.
All right, that's more reasonable.
Yeah.
And all I'd say there is you want to try then still to get some protein in there because it's still going to be a more sugar source just because it's going to be high in fruit. And fruit's not the enemy here. You need some potassium in your life. So it's like, okay, what would you also, whether it's a string cheese or the peanut butter idea or some nuts, something that's going to help you feel good and energy throughout the day.
All right, Carrie.
Let's try just a quick exercise because okay. I know right. we're right. almost out of time. Two things. Let's say tonight I'm going to have a ribeye.
Oh, tomorrow, that sounds good.
Tomorrow night I'm going to have a couple of burgers.
A couple?
Yeah.
Yeah, just two. Just
no,
two.
Bread? No bread.
Well, two's two's too many.
How is it too many when that's all you're eating all day long? So
but we got to work on that variety.
He's not going to incorporate any vegetables.
So that's what I was saying. So I know I'm going to cook a ribeye. I know I'm going to cook, but these are things I do regularly. So just get some of the prepackaged frozen vegetables to just add with them.
Yeah, I mean, as a quick, easy thing to do, and like you said, to avoid food waste and letting things rot, you know, start with those veggie steamers. You can even go back to like canned veggies. You know, it's something
now, I heard
rather
that,
than
that,
nothing.
But I heard that the salt on those is really.
But you can get ones you with
can,
no salt.
You can. You can also rinse them.
No salt added.
You can also rinse under cold water. That leaches about 30% of the added sodium.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Because you know what he does like? Yeah. The cans of the true greens.
Yeah, collard greens,
okay.
mustard greens.
Yeah. So, I mean, we hear things like canned foods are bad or they contain BPA, and then people stop eating the veggies and don't replace them with fresh veggies or frozen veggies. So I'd still prefer people eat the vegetables than not eat them at all.
So have him eat his steak, have him eat his burger, but make sure you include a green vegetable in there.
Yeah, yeah, start
every,
working on
every
that.
Meal.
Oh, yeah, every meal, especially if you're only having one meal.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm going to become Popeye then.
Carrie, will you come back and bring the blenders?
I will. That would be a lot of fun. We could see what we could.
I don't know, though. You know, you're pretty cocky. She's a professional,
yeah.
and you're giving her Stan's peanut butter and jelly.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Hey, it works.
Wait,
I think
are you getting your beak wet on that somehow?
No, I'm not. Carrie,
thank you very much.
Carrie
you're
Blumers
welcome.
From Lee Health. Now, if somebody wants to call and talk about nutrition.
And she's so nice and patient. If she can deal with us.
She's the big boss, but you can talk to somebody, right?
Yeah, you could call our Healthy Life Center. It's 239-468-0050. We have a team there. We help just navigate people to health and wellness services, also physicians, and really meet them where they're at so they can get the care, improve their health, really get you on a wellness journey.
And you know, when you go to the food store, and Stan is a big advocate of this, very important, read the label.
Set a better table.
Indeed.
Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You got to be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Been running around the building. I want to thank Scott, who came by and, he dropped off a mandolin.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah. I explained to him that it's that's a very difficult instrument to play.
So, he brought a mandolin for you.
Well, he brought a mandolin in, wanted me to go and try it. I guess it was his dad's. And if it doesn't work out, to sign it and auction it off.
What Scott doesn't understand, and God bless him for doing so, because we're trying to get Stan to be able to play a stringed instrument of some sort. And Stan really wants to play the guitar, but the problem that he has is that he has what doctors call sausage fingers.
Yeah, big
and
fat fingers.
He also suffers from a malady known as arthritis.
Yep, and it makes it difficult. So now I'm doing the power slide.
So if he can't play the guitar, bringing in the mandolin, which is a smaller instrument with the strings even closer together, that's the opposite of the direction we're trying to go. Because that would really frustrate the hell out of you.
I don't know. I'll try it.
You know what? Try it. Because I would be absolutely amazed after watching you struggle with a guitar if somehow you could successfully play. It would be unnatural.
And you can do a lot of the double stringing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, Jimmy Page likes to play the mandolin on a lot of songs.
Yeah.
You could do a Zeppelin tribute band.
He's good.
Yeah.
All right.
You'd be the next Bill Monroe.
Yep. As you know, over the past few weeks,
This is wonderful.
Yeah. We've been doing a little contest around the radio station, Remove the X, with our friends at Tat Cemetery, and we've been asking people to send us pictures where they've made the horrible mistake of having their ex tattooed on their bodies. And one lucky person is going to have a tattoo removal from Tat Cemetery. And so throughout the show today, we're calling up the qualifiers, find out a little bit about them and, you know, what they have and what we should do. And we have another qualifier on the phone with us right now, and I believe her name is Nicolette. Nicolette, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, it's Stan and Haney.
Hi.
How are you? Am I on a speakerphone, sweetheart?
No, you're not.
Okay, let me just bring up the volume a little bit. Can I read, and you're one of our qualifiers, we got down to, like, I think the top three or four.
Yeah, we're sorting through them now.
We're going through them all and getting people on the air to talk about this. Can I, first of all, read your email that you sent, and then you can go and explain a little further?
Sure.
All right. Nicolette wrote to 96KROQ, I have my ex-boyfriend's first and last name tattooed across my chest. I got it done when I was 18 years old, and we have been broken up now for 2 years. We broke up due to him becoming a drug addict.
That's a valid reason.
That's a very valid reason. Nicolette, take us back to when you were 18. Did you want the tattoo, or did he suggest the tattoo on your chest?
Or did he demand it?
And did he demand, yeah.
He got, like, a really cool tattoo with my initials in it, and I'm, like, a one-up type of person. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go get your name across my chest. And then he's like, he was really slick at this point, so he's like, well, if you're going to get my first, you might as well get my last, too. I was like, well, you don't have my first and last name. He's like, well, I plan on changing your last name, so, you know.
I was 18.
I was 18.
I'm looking at it right now, and yes, you have his first and last name. Was there immediate regret?
No. I didn't regret it for the first couple of years, but
the first time
somebody asked me what did it say, and I had to say my ex-boyfriend's name, and I was like,
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And every time, you know, you take a picture, you look in the mirror, there it is.
There it is.
And how often can you just go around wearing turtlenecks?
I bet a lot.
And I bet you everybody has to ask you about it if they meet you for the first time.
Because this is not a small tattoo. This is a large tattoo.
In script right across.
That's like the man's signature.
Oh, man. Nicolette, that is.
And I'm taking it that someone you'd rather not be reminded of all the time.
Yeah. Definitely not.
Well, because you're one of our final three.
Well, she's a finalist. Don't we have something for her?
Yeah, I think we do.
She's
have
top three at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, top
isn't
three.
She?
We do have something for you, just for being in the top three.
Nice.
Because I don't, you know, for being in the top three, Nicolette, you're going to get your tattoo removed.
We're going to make it go away.
We're going to make it go away. You win.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You are the winner, and we're going to get that tattoo taken right off you.
You know what? You're a beautiful young lady. You've got your whole life ahead of you. You don't need this albatross around your neck.
Yeah, definitely not.
So congratulations,
it's taken care of.
It's taken care of. That tattoo is gone thanks to Tat Cemetery.
Oh, awesome. I'm so excited.
And we are so happy you won.
Yep. This is going to – this, I feel, Stan and Haney have just changed your life.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a fresh start, clean slate.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nicolette, hold on. I'm going to send you over to Rob. We've got Carly right here. We're going to set it up so you get your appointments all set up, and you can get that tattoo removed.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hold on, sweetheart. Hold on.
That there she is goes. Awesome.
I'm going to tell you right now, because when we got word of who was going to remove, who's going to get the tattoo removal.
When you showed it to me, my heart just broke for this girl.
I just saw her tattoo and I said, "You have got to be kidding me." She's a nice, attractive girl with a man's name across her chest, and it's like I'm glad for her. And thanks to Tat Cemetery as well.
You know, we started that promotion. I thought, okay, that's kind of cool. But this really is something special. And you're right. You can joke about it, but it truly is life-altering.
Yeah. Now she can go and wear the tank tops.
To have it, you know, done right, done professionally. Because, yep. My God, yep. who among us didn't do something at 18 that yep. we'd like a mulligan for?
Yep. So congratulations, Nicolette. Can we do, we got a few minutes, just a few minutes. I need to do today's Stan's local beat.
Say no more.
Because I've got this guy needs to be locked up. And he is. I saw this morning on NBC2, and I said, thank God we're not reading about a more horrific catastrophe in Southwest Florida, because this could have been bad news.
Well, how many time bombs we got walking around?
And this
out
was
there?
A time bomb. This the bomb went off, so to speak, and I'm using that word, not literally, but you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, I guess I have to say, I didn't mean it literally either, that people have bombs implanted yeah. in them walking around.
Yeah, I guess it's a different
I meant
world.
It as a figure of
yeah,
speech.
I hope people understand
I didn't think that would be necessary, but after you pointed it out,
yeah,
Stan.
It is.
For instance, when I call you a certain name, I don't mean that you're literally the least desirable part of the human anatomy. That's not what I'm saying.
Listen to Dateline Lee County. Headline. Man accused of shooting gun several times while children walked to the bus. This is what I'm talking about. Can you imagine if one of these kids was injured? And it would be leading the news every single night because of some idiot. A man accused of fighting with his mother and shooting a gun several times in front of children walking to their school bus stop. Lee County deputies arrested 30-year-old Markeem Bowman at a home on Hindman Avenue yesterday morning. Witnesses said the shooting began after a physical altercation between Bowman and his mother escalated. Quote, he was very upset, Bowman's cousin Valerie Ivory said. I heard him screaming. I heard his mom screaming back. He was acting crazy, throwing items from his vehicle. Moments later, another witness said she saw Bowman fire multiple shots in different directions. Her account of what happened was, well, it had to be translated into English.
Okay.
Translated, we moved to another side because it frightened us. It's a danger to kids who are heading to the bus stop. What if they were hit by that barrage of bullets? This is somebody that just lost his temper with his mom. He's 30, old enough to know better, and starts firing a gun off in different directions
well,
as
you
kids
know what
are
they
walking
say.
To the school
30
bus.
30 is the new 6.
Yeah. Her account of what happened was translated. While the Lee County Sheriff's Office arrived following the shooting, they found at least, and let's take a listen to this weapon, they found at least 7 40 caliber casings on the ground. That's not a 38. That's not a 22. 40 caliber is what the cops carry around, and it knocks you down with one shot. They'll always tell you, oh, don't use a 9mm. Don't use a 38. Make them mad. You got to use a 40. Well, that's what this guy was shooting around with kids going to the bus stop.
And this was to express his anger at his mother.
At his mother. At least 7 40 caliber casings on the ground. To add insult to injury, Bowman is a convicted felon and isn't legally allowed to carry a firearm. He was arrested on several charges and taken to the Lee County Jail. Tragedy averted by sheer luck. Take a look. There he is. We're going to take a break.
Well, you know, how many fights did you have with your mom when you were 30, Stan? Come on.
0. And involving a gun? 0.
Wow.
0.
Okay, you know, holier than thou.
We're going to take a break.
Guess you're perfect.
When we come back, your first look at traffic.
Mr. Perfect over here never threatened his mom with a gun.
News headlines. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. By the way, Matt Mangus hanging out at South Street for happy hour.
Holding court.
Holding court 4
and
to 6.
And remember what he likes. You remember, don't you?
Refresh our memory, Haney.
What he really loves is if you walk up to him without even introducing yourself and just get into long, involved stories about various medical procedures and maladies. And they don't even have to be yours. It could be something that happened to a relative of yours. And how he likes to know how long they were in the hospital, and he wants details.
Yeah, and he's there from 4 to 6, so enjoy yourself, have some food, some drink, and about 5:55, walk up to him and tell him a long story.
If you don't have a story about a medical malady, and I find it hard to believe, but if you don't, the other thing he loves to hear about is your sincerely held political views.
We'll be back.
And proudest 2 hours of attitude worldwide. Everything from the new classics and your favorite vintage tunes. Metal happens here with me.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Amy.
96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now. We do a radio show. There's hopefully a lot of people listening to us, and every one of them has an opinion. So Haney and I shed light on some of these opinions because they will text us on the Absolute Law text line. Not necessarily.
And on the text line, things are much bolder.
Oh, yeah. Not necessarily. I just did a story from Stan's local beat, a horrible story and big problems averted when this 30-year-old Markeem Bowman was arguing with his mother and decided to take out a 40-caliber weapon, fire off 7 rounds while kids are going to a school bus.
Now, you want to talk about gun control? There's where gun control can work. When someone demonstrates that they cannot be trusted with a firearm, there's your gun control.
Now, in the story that was released by the media based on the police report from the Lee County Sheriff's Office, it says in the last line of the story, Bowman is a convicted felon and isn't legally allowed to carry a gun.
Not necessarily. You know, technically.
And right. Stan and Haney, a felon owning and possessing a gun is legal. You see, based on a 1934 law stating differently, it is unconstitutional. Now, what you don't understand is
that we're operating under British Admiralty law, because if you look at the flag, it's got yellow fringe on it, so you can tell that judge to suck your...
Yeah. Simply,
you get pulled over by a cop, you tell him I'm a sovereign citizen. That'll solve everything.
It simply takes someone with enough money to take it to court.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? The sheriff's office said specifically that he cannot have one.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Not necessarily. I had a member of our family, Lord rest his soul, pain in the ass, was my grandmother's boyfriend after my grandfather died.
Oh, God.
And he was a know-it-all.
Old Thieving Joe.
And,
is that who we're talking about?
And I have seen him sit.
He had a nice life thanks to your grandmother.
Yes, he did. A life of luxury.
Something he was not accustomed to until he conned your grandmother.
Now, this guy had an education in nothing.
He was an expert.
In nothing. But he thought he was an expert in everything.
But he was expert level
and
at nothing.
I remember, and this was more than once, but I have a friend who is a world-renowned architect. Built buildings for the Beijing Olympics.
You also have a friend who is a world-renowned musician and future Grammy winner.
Yes. So he is at the table, and my buddy, who's the architect, a world-renowned.
But doesn't go around bragging about it.
Doesn't go around. Starts talking about the structure of a building and how it's supposed to be this and how it's supposed to be that. The expert on nothing, Joe. Not necessarily, all right? If you did it. And I remember my buddy saying to him, are you an architect? Do you have any knowledge in this whatsoever?
Are you familiar with weights and measures?
Yeah, which he wasn't. You know what he was? An expert in nothing.
No, he was an expert at something.
Yeah, BS.
Grifting.
Yeah, and a grifter.
Thievery.
But you would see there'd be a discussion with two people, maybe two musicians having a discussion. Maybe, even with me in broadcasting. He's never broadcast a thing in his life. Not necessarily. Now, hear me out on this. Shut the F up.
How did your grandmother fall for that? She was a smart woman.
Yes, she was. She needed somebody to pick on.
It runs in the family, doesn't it?
Yeah. She.
But But when you find that person, that's not the person that you become intimately involved
Here's
in.
Here's what the thing was.
He should have been nothing more than like a handyman
that's
that she could yell at.
That's how... my mom and I are of the belief that she had something going on with him while my grandfather was still alive.
No.
And he
Your grandfather was a great man.
Yes, he was.
This man is an expert at nothing.
Nothing. But he would come around and he would do handyman jobs and used to come over to the house.
And linger.
A lot. Yes. So after my grandfather died, he was lingering more. My grandmother was lonely, depressed, saddened by the loss of her husband.
And he just made it worse.
And he went and kind of moved his way right in. Where it became a problem was when my grandmother was losing her abilities with the Alzheimer's and physical abilities. She depended on him to take care of her, to handle stuff around the house, her business, which he drove into the ground. And it became one
yeah,
of these things.
What did happen to that? Was it sold or did they just shut it down?
Shut it down.
Oh, no.
She couldn't
She had a very successful business.
Very successful. He drove it into the ground.
What a dick.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic.
You know, you happen to know where he's buried?
I can find out.
Because I'd like to go there.
Yeah. What would you do when you went there?
We're on the air. Can I say urinate?
Yeah. Just checking.
Well, maybe a little dance, a little jig.
Just checking traffic right now. Nothing on the board right now. There was something about an hour and a half ago that has been cleared. Smooth sailing. We'll check traffic again in about less than 30 minutes. See if there's an update. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Here's Haney with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
And I do not know if some of you are aware of this, but fair warning, today is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we will have 10 worthless statistics about Valentine's.
Okay, all right. Stan, felons are allowed to possess certain types of black powder and antique firearms.
Crying out loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's explaining. He's on our side, I think.
Let's take that as a given. Was this story about a man shooting off an antique firearm utilizing black powder?
This was a 40 cal.
Oh, for Christ.
They're all out there. They're all out there.
A teenager who stole and crashed a cop car.
Well, not necessarily.
Is now suing the police officer for leaving the keys in the car.
Yep.
It's not my fault.
Yep. Left the keys there.
Valentine's. You know, who knows what's going on today?
Yeah.
First dates, proposals, all kinds of stuff.
Breakups.
Well, yeah. Assaults.
Yeah. A lot of 911.
Yep. Hey, I bet they're going to have a real busy night. Everything from something going on and this bastard did it, all the way to, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You want to come over and, you know.
Yeah. Everything going crazy. You know, other people eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a dark room.
Yep. Somebody else reluctantly mixing up a Stan's peanut butter and jelly smoothie.
Yeah. Oh, there's you. I'll make you one.
I
you got to drink it fast while it's cold.
It's not necessary. Well, one man gets prison time for robbing a bank on his first date and forcing the date to be his getaway driver. And finally, a man robbed a Taco Bell and had a getaway plan.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he hid out in the strip club. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Valentine's.
Chicken!
That's what she wants for Valentine's. Chicken.
Yeah, we had it every day this week.
I know, but we're having more for Valentine's.
Chicken!
It is Valentine's. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
rejected Valentine's cards.
Top rejected Valentine's cards.
You know what you guys are saying, Valentine's?
Be mine. Now, damn it. My love, what would I do without you? Oh, maybe have fun, not be financially screwed.
Stan, you're such an
hey,
idiot.
Hey, you know what? Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Why can't you ever do anything right?
Well, that's just me.
You knew that going in. You are the person that I want to marry and then quit my family like Meghan and Harry. Did you see that spreading now in
yes,
the royal family?
Yep.
They're all getting antsy, and mm-hmm. some of them are bolting. They're all going to Canada.
Yep. Divorces.
Yep. Who would have known, not even an astrologist, that I'd marry the nurse of my proctologist? Happy Valentine's Day to my handsome guy, but it's your brother I'd really like to try.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
Oh, you shut your mouth. You are a horrid woman.
Can you speak like an adult,
that
please?
That is such a hot set of words right there.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
You know what?
That's fighting words.
I remember when you used to be pretty. Look just like your mother. Yep. Yep.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
God knows you're an adult. You're getting close to senior.
I'm going to die.
Your body is perfect. I think of it every hour, which is why I hid a camera in your shower.
Oh!
You're a lying dog face pony soldier.
Hey! Don't you...
You're a lying dog face pony soldier.
You're better off lying low, Joe. Did you see him the other day?
I did.
Hunter has done nothing but wonderful things his entire life.
You're a lying dog face pony soldier.
I want to take you out for steak and shrimp, but I won't, because the sight of you makes my junk go limp. It's not easy to say, but I'll give it a try. I married you for money. Now hurry up and die.
That's harder than ever.
It does, Billy.
Of all the people in the world, I love you the mostest. Except for that smoking hot Hooters hostess. To me, you'll always be desirous unless you catch the coronavirus.
You really do?
Hey.
You guys think you're funny.
Oh, I know. We brought up the coronavirus. It's so serious.
You think this is funny?
Yes.
You really do?
Well, mildly.
Humorous.
Yeah. It's more of a chuckle yep. than a guffaw. Yeah.
You really do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you shut up and speak like an adult?
Can you speak like an adult, please?
I mean, what's your issue? Speak like an adult. What's your issue?
Can you speak like an adult, please, and tell me what situation you're having?
Thanks for the backup, honey. And finally, the very top rejected Valentine's card.
Yes.
When I saw you, I swipe right, and now I regret that every single night.
You just
I know, brother. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvin has left the building.
Left the building.
Let's see if I can squeeze in a few emails here real quick.
You're going to force them?
Ahoy, yeah. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from our friend Meg.
How's she doing?
She's doing good, Haney. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Over the weekend, I went to Memphis and visited Graceland. I was amazed of the accomplishments Elvis made in his very short life. John Stamos narrates a virtual tour of the house, and I learned so much from venturing to Graceland than I would have in any documentary. I also learned Elvis was married 4 times. What? You hear a lot about Priscilla and Lisa Marie, but you don't hear about the other 3. I wonder why that is. I love the show. I never knew he was married.
He didn't marry them. They were girlfriends.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Interesting question of the week yesterday. I had to stop and think, who have I performed a service for? I guess I would start with baseball legend Willie Stargell.
Pops.
I met him at a Pirate spring training facility in Bradenton. This was after he had retired. Very nice gentleman. I have interacted with Jack Youngblood, who played defensive tackle for the Rams. I have also met Dan Rowan from Rona Martin's Laugh-In.
Shut the front door, really?
Yep. And lastly, I spent time in the singer Melanie's bedroom.
Uh-oh.
No, Stan, it's not what you are thinking. I was delivering a bed for her. She was very nice and even offered us lunch, but we declined. So those are the people I have met over the years. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
We'll be back.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Stan and Haney.
And he's met us, too.
Yeah. 96K Rock.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. However your day may be going. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. And then, well, it's Friday. You know where Matt Mangus is. We'll tell you what's going on down at South Street. First, let's get you updated. All right, we got a few things on the board. 2 in Fort Myers. We've got a crash, Bass Road and Gladiolus Drive. The other one, Fort Myers, crash, 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Outback Steakhouse. And in Estero, got a crash, Ben Hill Griffin Parkway, right by Miramar Outlet Drive. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30. Right now, it's happy hour at South Street. Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center in Naples. Matt Mangus down there right now. He'll be there until 6 o'clock. Happy Hour specials, live music. He's got K-Rock prizes, maybe. I don't know, but maybe some Stan and Haney t-shirts. And coming Saturday, March 7th, Cinder with special guest Lithium. all heading out there at South Street in Naples. Go see Matt. He's there right now till 6. Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Look at this. It's Tony D'Amico. Happy Valentine's Day, Tony.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and all of your great listeners.
Oh, that is fantastic. You sound in good spirits.
That's odd.
Well, hey, Tony, you sounded in good spirits. Why? Is you all right? Last time I talked to you, you just sounded like hell.
You say.
Yeah, but you sound okay now.
Yeah.
You don't have a little sweetheart, do you, that you're doing something for Valentine's Day for? A little sweetheart, a little thing you're smitten on?
Well, Stan, you know my recent romantic history. I don't get sweethearts anymore. I get what I like to call sweet tarts.
I just remember...
Back in the 90s, I used to call them Scooby Snacks.
Wait, you were married back in the 90s. Sheila was alive.
She was an ogre. And like a bridge troll.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. And then after she passed away, I know for a while you had college interns working at the restaurant that you started dating.
Well, that's when I got all messed up on the drugs.
I know that. I know that. And it didn't help the ticker any. Well, what's the deal, Tony? Why are you calling in today?
Oh, just to wish you a happy Valentine's Day and invite you to come out, you and your lovely wife, and have a lovely Valentine's meal. On me.
Well, at your place, you're doing Valentine's?
Well, Stan, we've known each other a long time.
And you've never invited me over for a Valentine's Day meal ever, and I don't know what the hell you would even think of serving.
Stan, from the first time I met you, one of the first things I ever said to you, when you come into my place, you don't pay for nothing.
I know, and I gave you a lot of free radio plugs for that, too, that I got into trouble for. And then pretty soon that stopped because I refused to walk into that place. And then you just kept calling.
You know what? One case of E. coli, and I'm damned forever.
You know what? You were selling bad food. Look, I thank you for the offer. I know restaurants are packed. For tonight, I mean, you've got to have a reservation to get to any restaurant of any quality to have. Well, then, guess, do you need reservations at your place?
That's true. It's going to be hard to get a table tonight virtually anywhere on the Cape. We're the only restaurant walk-ins welcome, browsers adored. What?
Walk-ins welcome. I mean, you should have people already now starting to come into your restaurant, starting to sit down and have a meal and stuff. I mean, walk-ins.
You know what? A lot of these places, you got to have reservations. They stop you at the door. I go a step further. Not only do I accept walk-ins, but I encourage people, come on in and take a whiff.
Tony, I want to drop. Are you open for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely. And you know, Stan, I'm getting up there in years.
Yes. Yes, you are. I've done the math.
And I know that you love Timmy as much as I do.
Oh, well, Timmy's been with you a while. I mean, he was the one you found him and you kept him and. He's had a lot of hurdles to cross in life.
I think of him like a real life Peter Pan. He'll always be a boy.
Well, that's what it was. I can't believe you're entrusted with him. But so Timmy's going to be there.
Of course I keep an eye on him, but I told him he could design the menu and do all the decorations for Valentine's Day. So this is his baby. He's very excited about it.
Does he have a little Valentine sweetheart?
Stan. He doesn't understand. Now, he likes the idea of, I have a girlfriend. Uh-huh. You know what I mean.
Yeah. And he probably made a homemade card.
Yeah. And unless she's like him, she's going to expect things that he doesn't understand. The worst of it is he's been so excited about the Valentine's. He's doing the direct the decorations. And he's making up homemade Valentine's cards.
Ah, there we go. What's the place look like? What kind of decorations?
Well, he wanted a bunch of construction paper and a lot of paste. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got some glue, too, yeah, but he likes the paste.
He doesn't need it.
Where it's got, the applicator built in when you unscrew it. He likes that.
Don't let him eat it.
And we got red, playful.
What color?
Pink. Red, playful, pink.
Okay.
And maybe some others, all of the same spectrum of the colors.
All right. And so.
And then he got his safety scissors and his paste and a bunch of magic markers. He likes to smell those while he's got the paste.
And what's he writing on them?
I saw a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
And most of them say, I love you, be my Valentine.
Okay, you taught him how to spell Valentine?
Yes.
How did you tell him to spell it?
Val M times.
Good. Good work. Good work.
But the problem is he's been handing these out all week.
Yeah.
And, I understand he's always going to have the mind of a child, okay?
Right, I understand, but he helps you.
But he's a big strapping guy. And so over the course of this week, everybody that comes in, according to him, deserves a Valentine.
Okay, I understand that.
And you've got to think about his point of reference. His point of reference, think about like second grade when you can't just give Valentine's just to the Goyles.
Got to give them to everybody.
And that's his policy. And people get the wrong idea.
Oh, so he goes up to a guy and gives him a Valentine's, and he's a big strapping guy, and they don't know.
And the guy thinks he's being hit on. He doesn't understand.
That's
it's like you're talking to a second grader.
Yeah, that's not good for business, Tony.
No, it's very bad, too, and then it makes for some awkward conversation.
Yeah. Well, you can get through this.
I don't know what this man said to him, but Timmy's takeaway is that everybody's gay now.
Now, you said you mentioned you're open for Valentine's Day dinner you bring your sweetheart, your wife, your girlfriend, and sit down and have a nice Valentine's Day dinner. It's all decorated, and Big Tim has made out the menu.
Tim made the menu, the decorations, everything, and I'm very proud of his initiative. And I'm very proud of him in general, but this is a special day for him because I give him run of the place, top to bottom. Timmy, you've been around me a long time. This is your baby.
All right, so no reservations. Walk right in. It's all decorated up. How many people you got in the restaurant now?
Well, it's what I like to call the calm before the storm.
All right. Will you tell us what's on the menu then? If somebody is looking for a place to go, they can't get in anywhere else. Your place real easy to get in.
Well,
what's on the menu?
Well, you're right. You're not going to get these anywhere else,
You're not going to get this meal. So it's a set Valentine's Day meal.
Yeah, because, with the Valentine's rush, we got to simplify the menu and all that, and that's where Timmy comes in.
All right.
And I was almost brought a tear to my eye because when I told Timmy he could do this, the first thing he said to me.
What is he, Tony? What is it?
He said, thank you for giving me a chance.
Aw.
He goes, and I can't do it all on my own because, Tony, you know more about the restaurant business than I will ever know.
Well, that's true. That still ain't much, but that's true.
And he said, I don't want you to do it for me, but I need your advice,
okay.
Papa Tony.
Yeah, Papa Tony.
And I said, Timmy, really, this is the chance for you to spread your wings. He said, just give me one hint. And I said, Timmy, if I've learned nothing else in my years in the restaurant business, other than the fact that it's a money pit
for you,
you can never go wrong with surf and turf.
Oh, absolutely. Best of both worlds right there. So is that what you're having at the restaurant tonight, Valentine's Day surf and turf dinner?
It's what we call Timmy's surf and turf.
Ah, all right, what's on the menu? So you come in there, no reservations needed, walk-ins, you sit down, you say to you or Timmy, I'd like to have the Valentine's Day surf and turf, Timmy's Valentine's Day surf and turf dinner. What do they get?
Well, it's a two-course dinner.
Oh, two courses. Wow, extravagant.
Well, it's a little bit of luxury, but again, this is Timmy's
right.
call here. And
two
Timmy
courses.
Determined no salads available.
No salads.
Off the menu.
All right, so I come in with my wife. I sit down there. Again, you said on the house. I sit down there. What? So with no salad, what do I get?
Well, you will get Timmy's Valentine's special surf and turf.
I gather that. That's what I'm ordering. I want that special.
Well, first, you'll be served water.
Water. What if
with
I want
food
a...
coloring in it to make it look red.
What if I want a glass of wine or something?
Is it red?
Red wine.
Then you'll be fine.
Okay, I'd like a red wine instead of a glass of water colored red.
Well, that's mandatory.
All right, it's on the table.
Then
is
you
that,
will
is that
be...
course one, by the way? Is that the first course?
How many courses did I say?
You said two.
No, that's just the beginning. I should say three then.
Okay, that first course is water.
Yes. And if you want something besides water, it'll be an extra charge.
Okay,
just
I understand that. A glass of wine, sure.
Just, you know, probably $10.
Okay.
And then you will be served a heaping bowl of our famous chowder. But remember, it's Valentine's, so it's got red food coloring in it that makes it turn kind of pink. Made me want a chow looking at it personally, but Timmy loves it.
All right. So a bowl of pink milkless chowder.
Yes.
Okay. That's course one.
Captain's wafers of plum request only.
Okay. And that is the surf.
Well, no, that's just your appetizer.
All right. That's course one.
Then... expertly plated and presented in a pleasing manner, your surf and turf, you will notice, I probably shouldn't give it away, but...
Well, you want people to go there and eat, don't you? Because most people drive right by you.
Your surf and turf will be heart-shaped. He got some molds.
Okay,
yeah,
molds.
I'm so proud of him. You know what I mean? They're just like if you were going to bake a cake.
I'm looking at maybe a lobster tail or some crab legs and a steak. What do you mean a mold for surf and turf?
Well, Timmy has got a vat of tuna casserole.
Oh, stop it!
And he's prepared several trays of his favorite meatloaf. And then he squashes them in these molds to make them heart-shaped. So you've got two hearts
who's gonna
almost
eat this?
Beating as one.
Who's going to eat this? What are you charging for this?
What am I charging for surf and turf?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bargain in 1995.
For tuna? And what's the meat?
And then $10 for the wine.
And $10 for the wine. So per person... It's like $29.
Well, remember, the wine's optional. You serve the beverage.
All right, so I get tuna, and what's the other thing? What's the meat end?
Timmy's meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf and tuna, heart-shaped from a mold.
Yeah, and I don't know what he put in it.
And pink milkless chowder and colored water for $19.95.
Quite frankly, I'm amazed he was able to pull it off because he had a very, very tight budget. And then to come out with Surf and Turf out of that, it was very impressive. Jeez.
Close early. There ain't going to be nobody there.
I can't count on you.
No, I ain't going to eat tuna and meatloaf.
And
that
ain't going to cost you nothing.
I don't want to. It'll cost me something to the emergency room.
You son of...
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Jeez. Oh, Surf and Turf, 1995. Tuna and meatloaf.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Happy Valentine's Day. I know some of you getting ready to go and have a little nice night out, little dinner.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. What do you want me to do about it? What am I going to do about it?
And then avoid Cape Crepe and chowder at all costs.
Seriously, what am I going to do about it? I got a good one on you there.
Yeah, you did. You caught me off guard.
the truth is a powerful weapon.
See, the thing that people don't understand is Haney and I do another show off the air.
Yep.
I don't know if it's any better, but it tickles us. A lot of inside stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. And what am I going to do about it?
Yep.
Okay.
Dealing with reality.
Yep. Matt Mangus still down there at South Street for happy hour. He's going to be there about another 45 minutes.
So you still got time.
Well, I suggest waiting about another half hour. Mm-hmm. So about 15 minutes before Matt has to call
it
a night.
Yeah, if he's thinking about, well, maybe I'll dust off early, that's when you show up.
Yep. And sit down, ask if you can pull up a chair.
Yep. No, you don't ask.
You just do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you're going to sit in it backwards. You know, lean your elbow on a chair.
Yeah.
Yep. Just had a hip replacement.
Yeah. Let me tell you how it started.
Yep.
Started feeling pain about 10 years ago.
Every single day. I finally went to the doc and did a lot of tests. If you don't have an interesting story like that, he likes medical stuff, whether it's you or a relative.
Yeah.
He likes details on the medical stuff.
Stretch it out.
If you don't have anything like that, just approach him, pull up the chair the same way.
Backwards.
And just start explaining to Matt why what you believe in the political realm is the right thing. He loves it.
Loves it.
He can't get enough of it.
He'll stay late if necessary.
And if you have firmly held religious beliefs, he's very interested in those too. He doesn't know what he believes right now.
Right.
And he needs someone to explain everything to him.
To enlighten him.
Yeah.
Guide him.
Yeah. That's what he's looking for.
Take as much time as you need.
So any of those things, politics, religion, but at the top of the list always is maladies.
There you go. Matt
you
Mangus.
Know, if you're the victim like Ashley Judd, where you had to have your whole face Botox because of siege headaches.
Did you read that?
He wants to know.
Yep. Right down there at South Street.
You heard about that, didn't you?
I did.
Siege headaches.
Yep.
And then they say, while there's no such thing, she may be referring to. I knew about cluster headaches.
Yep. Now it's siege headaches.
That would give a woman an excuse to be a raging bitch.
Remember Mark Myers. That? Yes, I do.
She'd almost get fired, and then she'd come back in the next day and have to explain to you she suffers from cluster headaches. Yep. And so when she used the F word at you, it was because of that.
Yeah, because she had a cluster headache.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember. Shay Sinclair.
Oh, my God.
Midday Girl, when we were on the other coast. What a mess. What a piece of work.
Highly unpleasant.
Crash, Fort Myers, Colonial Boulevard and Summerlin Road.
And she hated us.
Yep. Crash, Fort Myers, 18,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by Ace Hardware.
But then management would have to explain, she doesn't hate you, it's because of her cluster headaches.
Yeah, she has cluster headaches. Hit and Run, Fountain Lakes Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. That's here in Estero.
When she threw that ashtray at you, she didn't mean it. She was suffering from a cluster headache.
Fort Myers Beach, 19,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the
you
news.
You see, when she told you to get the F lost and never come back,
yeah,
she didn't really mean that.
Yeah.
She was suffering from a cluster headache.
Well, what am I going to do about it?
What do you want from me?
Mark Haney and the
crying
news.
Crying out loud.
Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Have I paid my dues or what?
Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
That's convenient.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so
you know
fine,
I like to
made
play with my keys.
You please!
It keeps me calm.
Was the balls.
Otherwise, I might cry.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon.
Jeez, plenty of time for all of this beforehand.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
what do you want me to do about
it? Keys, then your intro's over with, and you're still sipping on a drink.
Well, I just wanted to make sure my keys were ready to go.
Whatever.
Get a little antsy. You know how I get.
Yeah, I do. Need something to play with.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's teething, too.
Yep.
Big baby.
Yep. Well, they told me the wisdom teeth wouldn't be a problem. They were wrong. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Finally.
You know, they slip little things in culturally that they think we won't notice.
Like?
Well, we've talked about this before. It used to be when you referred to a year, it was either B.C. or A.D.
Yes.
Now, B.C., before Christ, A.D. was Latin for in the year of our Lord. But if you notice, about a decade ago, maybe a little longer, they started going B.C.E. and
yeah,
C.E.
Some do. Most ignore it, but I've noticed.
Well, B.C. and A.D., where did they come from to begin with?
That was, somebody had to think about it before Christ, and I don't know, time ago.
It came about in 1525 A.D.
Told you.
By a monk who evidently his sole purpose in life was determining that people celebrated Easter on the correct date.
Okay.
That was his whole motive. You know, you hear a lot of weird things about Australia. You know, toilets flushing the wrong way and all that.
Yeah, that's what they say.
It is, there are strange things that go on there that don't happen anywhere else. Because it's so far south, it's almost to the South Pole.
Yep.
Australia is the only place in the world with horizontal time zones.
Right on.
You think about the way we are with, you know, east,
down,
central, mountain, west.
Yeah.
There's sideways.
Well, because you're down there really by a real curve of the earth.
Now, having said that, their horizontal time zones only go into effect in the summer, which would be our winter. Are you still with me? Mm-hmm. I need to find out more about this.
What?
Because they only give me one sentence here. And this is what they told me. In 1976, a book about a lonely librarian in a sexual relationship with a bear won a prestigious writing award in Canada.
We don't know what the name of that book is?
No, but I'm sure Rob will find out.
Yeah.
Well,
put us both on there at Amazon to check.
What are that, 50 Shades of Grrr?
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God.
What's it entitled, Rob?
Bear.
Look where his paw is.
Yeah, right there on the boob.
She's topless, right there, frolicking with a bear.
Yeah, right there on the left boob as the grizzly makes his move.
What the?
Yeah.
Is he motorboating her?
No, he's right over her shoulder, breathing heavily into her ear as he's got his left paw on her left breast, coming up at her from behind.
And she is just enraptured.
And she's in love with that.
What the?
Bears are nothing to
play
with.
Well, you know, the heart wants what the...
Yeah, but yeah, seriously. They're nothing
to play. They're wild animals.
They'll cut you.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
No.
I don't know what that lady was thinking.
Rob, what's the book called again?
Bear.
That's the Stan and Haney Book Club selection of the month.
It should be.
Now, let's see.
Can you post that have it at a little angle?
How many copies have we just sold?
I don't know, but I want that we need to do this.
It's a lonely librarian banging a bear.
Yeah. Stan and Haney's Book Club of the Month. We recommend Bear.
By Marion Engel. E-N-G-E-L. Now, we will never read it.
The cover's like a romance novel.
Yeah. Like, instead of a bear, it should be Fabio there.
Yep.
But it's a bear.
Yeah, grizzly, I think.
Not even a particularly attractive bear.
It might be a Kodiak.
No.
That's not a Kodiak?
Kodiak is much better looking than that bear.
Okay.
You know, as bears go.
Again, artist rendition.
Yep. What the hell?
No. That's our book club of the month.
Yep.
Bear.
Now, for our studio audience, if you look under the seat, you'll find a moldy paperback. Because it came out in 1976. Yeah. Paperback only.
Hey, new discovery.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Do you remember your first kiss? How about your first date? I'll bet you can recall that first Valentine's Day you were together. Well, maybe that will be this year. Valentine's Day is a celebration of love and affection, and this is where Jason and Todd at the Diamond District shine. Diamonds are such a romantic gift, and the Diamond District has the largest selection of fashionable diamond jewelry in all of Southwest Florida. Hundreds of diamond stud earrings, gorgeous diamond hoops, diamond pendants, stunning bracelets, and more. Maybe you've made one of the most important decisions in your life, which is to get engaged. The Diamond District has the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds, and as a result of their partnership with De Beers in Canada and Africa, and their travel overseas to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select their diamonds, Jason and Todd are able to offer you the most competitive prices in the world. Don't let this Valentine's Day go by without surprising her with diamonds. Visit Jason and Todd with the Diamond District today for your best diamond buying experience.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Bear.
Stan and Haney's Book of the Month.
Yep. You know, that Oprah Book Club, it really helped writers. Well, we picked a writer from 1976. Canadian, lonely librarian lady wrote this.
To the texter, it's the animal, bear.
Bear.
Not B-A-R-E. It's B-E-A-R.
Bear.
Yep.
Literally a bear.
Check it out.
Stan and Haney's book of the month, Bear.
That bear really outkicked his coverage.
Yeah, though. It's got a really a romantic, you know, it's like you said, the bear should have been Fabio or something.
Oh, yeah. Then it'd be a normal book.
Yeah.
But this ain't a normal book.
No, what's it called?
Bear. Bill. Back in December of 2016, a lonely 40-year-old woman named Shelby Sampson from Attleboro Falls, Mass.
Wrote a book called Badger.
Yep. The Honey Badger.
Yeah.
The 40-year-old woman matched with 33-year-old Christopher Castillo on a dating app. Christopher lived about 30 minutes away and asked the 40-year-old woman to pick him up from his mom and dad's house. Sounds like everything's off to a great start. Yeah. Well, let's face it. Lonely 40-year-old women can't be choosy. So while that might be a red flag, she overlooked it, picked Christopher up at his mom and dad's. And she couldn't help but notice that as soon as she picked him up, he brought a drink with him and was imbibing in the passenger seat.
Right on.
Then he told her that he needed to stop by the bank. What a great first date. But when he asked her to stop at the bank, she was unaware it was because he was going to rob the bank.
What?
A few minutes later, he came running out of the bank, holding a gun and $1,000 in cash, and told her to floor it. Now, keep in mind, this is a lonely 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
She says she simply panicked and drove away with him and the cash. But she does point out she pulled over immediately when she noticed several police cars behind her.
Good move.
Christopher was arrested and was sentenced earlier this week to 5 years in prison. Shelby, being a lonely 40-year-old woman, managed to avoid any blame whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, blameless.
There's a 34-year-old gent named Paul Rostick from Water Villet, New York. On Tuesday around 7:30 p.m., he robbed a Taco Bell.
Jeez.
He threatened to kill the cashier and pulled the register off the counter and scored $340.
Oh, what a bank.
Now, Paul's not some sucker who didn't have a plan. Paul took that $340 after threatening to kill the cashier.
Right.
And ran directly across the street to a gentleman's club called Night Moves to hide out.
Yeah.
Let the heat die down. Now, with $340 in small bills, that's a great place to be.
Yep. Fun time.
The Taco Bell employees, though, well, for some reason, they called the police and told them Paul had run across the street to Night Moves. He was arrested for two felonies, robbery and criminal mischief. And if you see his mugshot, you can't help but notice he's wearing a Hooters t-shirt. So he's a man of wealth and taste.
Yep. Boy. What was the name of that club?
Night Moves.
That's classy.
That's N-I-T-E.
Yeah. Yeah. Classy.
Night Moves.
Classy joint.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story,
is Rob leaving?
Florida's most respected
anchorman. He's just chilly because we keep it cold.
Bill?
Yeah,
what?
It's very cold in here. By the way, your guest just confirmed for Wednesday at 4:30.
Oh, Jesus.
He's coming on.
Can you believe that's for real?
I was surprised. He has a publicist. That was the most surprising thing to me.
Yeah, Stan didn't believe me.
Well, we can only hope for magic on Wednesday.
Stan said, well, how in the world would we get a hold of him? I go, just call his publicist.
To be honest with you, I think the publicist was him pretending to be his publicist.
Right on.
That's very believable.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's what you think, you're probably right, Bill.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be good.
It's going to be interesting.
Rob, that's going to be good, isn't it?
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I would have liked to have been in the room just when you had to explain to Rob
what he wanted. He knew what was going on.
But it makes no sense.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No. He's going to be on with another guest.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to go there, we may as well go all the way. Back in December of 2017, a 16-year-old girl named Samaria Gray.
Hey, Samaria.
Was walking down the streets of Farmington, New Mexico, drunk.
At least it was New Mexico.
A police officer noticed the 16-year-old Samaria walking down the street drunk and was nice enough to drive her home.
Oh, all right.
And told Samaria to sit still in his car while he went to speak to her mother.
Okay.
He is being extremely compassionate.
Yeah.
You know, that's a 16-year-old. He doesn't want to ruin her life.
Nope.
So what did Samaria do?
What'd she do?
Well, while the officer went in to speak to the mom, Samaria managed to get out of the back seat of the car, hopped into the driver's seat of the marked patrol car, and sped off. She hit speeds of about 80 miles an hour before she crashed into the ravine.
I see that.
And she was rushed to the hospital in critical condition with a broken leg and many other injuries. You know, you'd think after a horrible experience like that, you'd want to reach out to that police officer who tried to help you and thank him.
Yeah.
Well, you're not Samaria. She just filed a lawsuit against the police officer who went out of his way to try and help her. You see, what we don't understand, Stan, and this is according to Samaria, it's the officer's fault that any of this ever happened.
It is.
Her lawsuit explains he should have restrained her, locked the front door of the car and taken the keys out of the ignition. Her lawyer goes further. She was pretty severely intoxicated. And we know that severely intoxicated people make really bad decisions. Am I right? The officer knows that too. This was a glaring oversight on his part. And before you say this is all about money, we're only seeking about $300,000. You're right. You can't help people anymore.
No, you can't.
And that's the news for today, Friday, February 14th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. little Monty Haney telling it like it is.
Now, let's think about this, because the officer was in the process of trying to teach her a lesson. What lesson has she learned as a minor?
What?
What has she learned? She hasn't learned.
Well, there's no repercussions from going and doing
that. She hasn't learned that at 16,
yeah,
especially as a female, you probably shouldn't be walking down the street drunk.
Well, number one.
But that's not a lesson learned. The lesson learned is take what you can get. You're a victim.
Yeah. Only $300,000.
It's not your fault that you decided to get drunk and wander the streets. It's that police officer who found you later.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll
it's
be
that
back.
Police officer who decided not to take you directly to jail. It's his fault.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Rob Show up next to take you through your evening. We're desperately late. Let's take a final look at traffic. Just one thing on the board. North Fort Myers crash. North Cleveland Avenue and Diplomat Parkway East. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
We've been married 32 years, and my father gave me one really wise piece of advice before I got married, and it's held true for 32 years. On my wedding day, my father said to me, before you argue with your new wife, and you're going to argue with her, before you do, take some time, step back, ask yourself two questions. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Right. And then he broke down and sobbed right in front of me. I had no idea what that man was talking about. 32 years later, I can tell you this. I'm a happy, happy, happy man. I ain't been right in 12 years now. Sometimes I even have to ask her, am I happy? Oh, you better believe you're happy. Okay. I was just checking with you, Buttercup. I gotta call my friends up. I can't go golfing, but I'm a happy, happy, happy man. And don't get me wrong, we argue. You've got to argue in your marriage. You don't argue in your marriage, it'll build up in your brain over time and fries your brain. Yeah, and then you wind up like those babbling, mumbling couples you've seen in Arizona, Florida. These 50-plus years of marriage, they're kind of walking down the street. The wife is fine. It's the poor husband 8 feet behind her that scares me to death. This poor man's all hunched over, he's vibrating, mumbling. Always telling me what to do. Start telling you what to do. I'm a man. You can't tell. I'm a man. This poor guy's starting to try to win back all the arguments he's been throwing away for 50 years. You know, he was 6'3 when he got married. Now he's 4'1. Look at the poor man. Weighed down by half a century of apathy. Leave a toilet seat up if I want to leave a toilet seat up. Tell me what to do. I hope you sit in the water every night. I don't care. And that's when she turns around. What'd you just say to me? I didn't say nothing to you.
Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, everybody, look at this. It's Tony D'Amico. Happy Valentine's Day, Tony.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and all of your great listeners.
Oh, that is fantastic. You're open for Valentine's Day dinner you bring your sweetheart, your wife, your girlfriend, and sit down and have a nice Valentine's
yes.
Day dinner. It's all decorated, and Big Tim has made out the menu.
Tim made the menu, the decorations, everything, and I'm very proud of his initiative. It's what we call Timmy's Safe and Toys.
Ah, all right. What's on the menu? So you come in there, no reservations needed, walk-ins. You sit down, you say to you or Timmy, I'd like to have the Valentine's Day surf and turf, Timmy's Valentine's Day surf and turf dinner. What do they get?
Well, it's a two-course dinner.
Oh, two courses. Wow, extravagant.
Well, it's a little bit of luxury, but again, this is Timmy's
right.
call here, and
two
Timmy
courses.
Determined no salads available.
No salads.
Off the menu.
All right, so I come in with my wife. I sit down there. Again, you said on the house. I sit down there. What? So with no salad, what do I get?
Well, you will get Timmy's Valentine's special soy fintuit.
I gather that. That's what I'm ordering. I want that special.
Well, first, you'll be served water.
Water. What if I want
coloring in it to make it look red?
What if I want a glass of wine or something?
Is it red?
Red wine.
Then you'll be fine.
Okay, I'd like a red wine instead of a glass of water colored red.
Well, that's mandatory.
All right, it's on the table.
Then
is
you
that,
will
is that
be...
course one, by the way? Is that the first course?
How many courses did I say?
You said two.
No, that's just the beginning. I should say three, Dan.
Okay. That first course is water.
Yes. And if you want something besides water, it'll be an extra charge.
Okay, I understand that. A glass of wine, sure.
Just, you know, like probably $10.
Okay.
And then you will be served a heaping bowl of our famous chowder, but remember, it's Valentine's, so it's got red food coloring in it that makes it turn kind of pink. Made me want a chow looking at it personally, but Timmy loves it.
All right, so a bowl of pink milkless chowder.
Yes.
Okay, that's course one.
Captain's wafers upon request only.
Okay, and that is the surf.
Well, no, that's just your appetite.
All right, that's course one.
Then, expertly plated and presented in a pleasing manner, your surf and turf, you will notice, I probably shouldn't give it away, but...
Well, you want people to go there and eat, don't you? Because most people drive right by you.
Your surf and turf will be heart-shaped. He got some molds.
Okay,
yeah,
molds.
I'm so proud of him. What? You know what I mean? They're just like if you were going to bake a cake.
I'm looking at maybe a lobster tail or some crab legs and a steak. What do you mean a mold for surf and turf?
Well, Timmy has got a vat of tuna casserole.
Oh, stop it!
And he's prepared several trays of his favorite meatloaf. And then he squashes them in these molds to make them heart-shaped. So you've got two hearts almost beating as one.
Who's going to eat this? What are you charging for this?
What am I charging for surf and turf?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bargain in 1995.
1995 for tuna. And what's the meat?
And then $10 for the wine.
And $10 for the wine. So per person, it's like $29.
Well, remember, the wine's optional. You're served a beverage.
All right, so I get tuna, and what's the other thing? What's the meat end?
Timmy's meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf and tuna, heart-shaped from a mold.
Yeah, and I don't know what he put in it.
And pink milkless chowder and colored water for $19.95.
Quite frankly, I'm amazed he was able to pull it off because he had a very, very tight budget. And then to come out with surf and turf out of that, it was very impressive.
Jeez. Close early. There ain't going to be nobody there.
I can't count on you.
No, I ain't going to eat tuna and meatloaf.
And they ain't going to cost you nothing.
I don't want to. It'll cost me something to the emergency room.
You son of...
Yeah, whatever. Jeez. Oh, surf and turf, 1995. Tuna and meatloaf.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.